So this case starts in Oklahoma.
Because maybe all is not okay in Oklahoma.
You're just waiting on that one.
This all has something to do with all is not okay in Oklahoma. I just can't figure out how. It's like I'm missing a puzzle piece somewhere.
Welcome back to the Rolling Forward podcast.
I'm Dr. Alicia Rowland.
I'm Dr. Stephanie Rowland.
We are both physicians and researchers.
And this summer, we're doing SCOTUS summer, which means each week we're choosing a case that the Supreme Court decided in 2025, and we're breaking down what it means for you, your family, health, wellness, education. We're going to make it make sense. I don't know how to say it, or we're going to try.
We're going to discuss what happened, whether it's sensical or not.
That's a better way to put it, because some things I can't make sense.
We've had some creative interpretations of laws as of recently.
That is true. And today's case seems to be no different. What's interesting about today's case is actually the justices themselves couldn't come to a decision. Forward, Dr. Sister Science Facts. What are we talking about today?
Oklahoma Statewide Charter School Board versus Drummond, because that's not at all a mouthful.
I'm just going to call it Church and Charter.
Oh, that's unfortunately too accurate.
So this starts in Oklahoma when a group of individuals decide that they are going to create the nation's first publicly funded religious charter school.
Despite some internal turmoil in 2023, the Oklahoma Statewide Charter School Board approves this application for St. Isidore, which is a religious charter school backed by the Catholic Archdiocese.
And they had tried to create this school before and it had been turned down. But about 2023, the Oklahoma Statewide Charter School Board did approve their application by a 3-2 vote for this school, St. Isidore, that sought to deliver Catholic education statewide.
This religious charter school was going to be funded and sponsored by the school board. Charter schools in Oklahoma are tuition-free, they're publicly funded, and they're state-regulated. And the Oklahoma state law requires that all charter schools be non-sectarian in admissions, programs, and operations.
Meaning that religion isn't a part of the admissions, programs, or operations. So this was really a turnabout because this was a school backed by the Catholic Archdiocese that intended to operate as a religious charter school. So after their application was approved, the Attorney General of Oklahoma, his name is Drummond, he sued, saying that the approval of this religious charter school violated both the Establishment Clause and Oklahoma's Constitution, which specifically prohibited public funding for sectarian or religious schools.
And this case initially made it to the Oklahoma Supreme Court. And the Oklahoma Supreme Court said, agreed. They said, charter schools are public entities, so they must remain non-sectarian, separation of church and state.
And that St. Isidore, as a religious public charter, violated state and federal law. Therefore, it could not become a religious public charter school. But that was not the end of the story. Everyone didn't just go home and agree with that. Instead, Oklahoma Statewide Charter School Board appealed up to the Supreme Court saying that they should be able to have a publicly funded religious charter. And SCOTUS agreed to hear the case. Ugh.
I feel like this case keeps coming up again and again. And we've talked about similar cases in the past. And it gets this key component of what role should religion take in public schools?
I think that's been a major question in this country. It's always been, you know, this country was founded on the separation of church and state as a guiding principle. And then increasingly in recent years, we are seeing cases come up about what role should religion play in public education. Mahmoud v. Taylor.
I was going to say, Mahmoud v. Taylor is one that we've talked about.
Yes.
And then we've also talked about this like voucher system. And should you be able to use public school vouchers to attend private school, to attend religious schoolings? And should federal money be given to religious schools if you're using a voucher to go to a like religious private school?
And that's exactly what was at the heart of this case. And so when SCOTUS agreed to hear arguments, they were considering two key questions. First, is a charter school deemed a state actor that is bound by constitutional limits? And two, can Oklahoma exclude religious charters from its publicly funded network?
And this really grasps at the tension and the balance between the establishment clause, where the government must not endorse religion, which is like really the separation of church and state, and the free exercise clause, which is the right not to be excluded for religion.
That's an important balance to consider, that according to the establishment clause, that government not endorse religion. And then it's also important, according to the free exercise clause, that people have the right not to be excluded for religion. So where does that balance fall? And that's what was at the heart of this case. So in January of 2025, the Supreme Court agreed to hear this case, and the oral arguments were in April.
Interestingly, in this case, not all justices voted.
Justice Barrett recused herself. Did she ever say publicly why?
She never publicly commented on why she recused herself, but she is known to have previous relationships with a Notre Dame advisor to St. Isidore. And so it is assumed that she recused herself to not appear biased.
Which, drumroll, left 8 justices to hear the case. And that 8 is an important number because you might notice it is even instead of the usual odd 9 justices. And so unlike the 2 most recent cases that we talked about, AJT versus Osseo and FDA versus Wages and White Lion, this was not a unanimous decision.
This was definitely not a unanimous decision.
Instead, it was a split decision. So when SCOTUS issued their decision in May of 2025, it was 4-4, meaning that they were deadlocked without that critical 9th justice to make a decision. So what does that mean?
I was about to ask you what that means. You're the law scholar here.
So what it means is essentially they've not ruled on this case and the lower court ruling stands. The lower court had ruled that there could not be this publicly funded religious charter. And since SCOTUS failed to reach a decision with a 4-4 split, what that means is that there cannot be a publicly funded religious charter for now in Oklahoma.
In Oklahoma. So it affirms this establishment clause that restrains public funding of religion, but it sets no nationwide, no national, no federal precedent. There are a lot of honking.
The people feel strongly about this. So like Alicia says, the SCOTUS didn't decide anything. And so this leaves the door open for another state to try the same thing and see if SCOTUS will be willing to revisit this issue. Because currently there's no decision and this remains a question mark.
And considering the number of similar cases we have talked about, we have seen, we have heard in the news, I would not be surprised to see a similar case pop up maybe in next year's Supreme Court shuffleboard.
Just in the past few years, we've seen this come up about voucher programs for religious schools. There's Carson v. Mackin is one case, and another is Espinoza v. Montana. And those cases said exclusion of religious schools from voucher programs was ruled unconstitutional. But those were specifically about private schools, not public schools, which is what makes this case different.
And those were from 2020 and 2022. So we're seeing this repetitive, frequent case about religion in public schools, the role of religion with public school funding.
So this decision, it's a pause. It's not a finale. It's not a finale. It affirms the state's authority in Oklahoma, but overall leaves this national discussion of church-state boundaries unresolved and the ability for another case to come up, again questioning what is the role of religion in public education.
And that's our case for today. A little unsatisfying.
Yeah, it just sort of left it open to we'll see. But like Alicia says, there's been cases like this before, and we're probably going to see cases like this again.
And now we know why there's an odd number of justices.
Because when there's not, this is what happens.
This is what happens right now.
So thanks for tuning in. That's our show for this week. I'm Dr. Stephanie Rowland.
I'm Dr. Alicia Rowland.
This is the Rowland Forward Show. You can send us an email at Rowland Forward Show. That's R-O-L-I-N Forward Show at gmail.com.
Reach out to us on social media.
TikTok, Instagram, Blue Sky. We're all there.
And
you know what's coming. You do.
This week's musical outro.
Yes, please enjoy. Let us know what you think. Dr. Sister Science Facts. They said they teach the golden rule with rosaries and prayer in school. They called it choice, they called it free, but the fines came from you and me. Drummond said, no, this crosses the line. A public school job and a preacher divine. The court split down 4-4. Barrett stepped back, they closed the door. But don't mistake a tie for peace. This fight's not over, not in the least. It's not hot girl summer, it's go this summer. The robes are black and the vibes are bummer. Nigel's dropping drama like it's pop confetti. I got constitutional whiplash, baby, and I'm not ready.